Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. Thursday, July 2nd, 2015. You tuned in to Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Anointed Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Gram, Instagram, Google+, and Vine. We are covering the World Wide Web, reminding you that you have a life that is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and yes, I am excited that you have tuned in today. As you may have noticed, we have switched our format just a little bit. We have switched from individual focus. Now, for the next couple of episodes, we're going to be family focused because our goal at the end and beginning of the day, yes, is that you are living your life out loud, but also that you are realizing part of your global responsibility while doing that. It's not just about you and the life that you have, but it's impacting others with the life that you have. So we made that little switch about a week and a half ago, and we're hoping, you know, that these shows will continue to motivate you to stretch beyond your comfort zone, to reach out to others who you have in your circle or who you need to be reaching out to, because we all need somebody at some point in time. So today's no different. I was trying to really focus in on where we were going to go today, because we've talked about family boundaries. We've talked about having difficult conversations. But today I kind of wanted to lighten up a little bit. Didn't want to give you too much heavy stuff, especially with this being a holiday weekend that we're approaching here in America. I wanted to make sure, you know, we still understood that, yes, boundaries are important. Yes, family structure is important. Yes, the family unit is important. But it's also important to balance that with something, to three-letter words, such as the letter F. Fun. Yes, please have some fun, because all work and no play is not good for anybody. I think it's so funny how society has things set up now, whereas everyone else's grass looks greener. I wonder what their grass is like. Oh, it looks a little greener. Let me go try that. Oh, this grass looks green. Let me go try that. And we busy ourselves, and we're working. But we're not making the time or creating the time just to be in the moment. And sometimes that feels selfish and that feels whatever. But the reality is you need downtime. You need family fun. You need the activities where you're just not, you know, focused on the competition and the ho-hum of life. And those moments actually build or encourage the bond of the family. So we're looking for family fun activities. We're looking for things to do. And no, it does not have to cost gobs of money to make important, lasting memories. It does not. You can do simple things like little family photo shoots, and everyone's dressing up alike, and we're going to the park. And those are the things, because if you do a study of kids, you just poll kids or ask a bunch of kids, you know, what do you remember? What do you like? It was not, oh, my gosh, every year we went and spent gobs of money and we did this. Most kids aren't even into that, how much you spent financially. They're more invested in how much you spent emotionally. How much time were you physically there with them? Were you available to them? Were you listening? Were you concerned? Were you caring? How did you show that? How did you teach that? And sometimes we make mountains out of molehills, and everything has to be a teachable moment, and there's so much structure that, you know, we raise little militants, and we don't even realize the pressures and the demands that we're putting on our kids, in addition to the pressures and demands that they already have, the society pressures, the school pressures, the academic pressures, the peer pressures. Let's just take some time to forget all of that. Go and have some fun. If you live near a park, go to the park. If you live in a neighborhood, get out in your neighborhood. These are also teachable moments. Go out into your yard, your area. Take a family walk. Start making that part of your routine and watch what happens, because now you have Okay, so now walking, of course, is healthy. Yay! The kids are not on their electronics. They're not in front of the television. They are actually interacting with you, and you guys are actually doing something together, which is what kids and families really need to get back to. And as you do this and as you grow and you're listening to your children, they find it and learn how to trust you with information. Your reaction matters. All that matters. But during that one moment, the whole world is right there with you. You see what I'm saying? Like, there are blinders on to what's really every other pressure that you have. Yes, it's still there. But for that moment, you are focused right there with your family. What does that mean to someone? It could mean the whole world. When you are framing a person's foundation, it means the whole world. When you're including seniors and other members of your extended family members in that, inviting them into your world, it means something. When you're walking over to your Aunt Sue's house, or you're driving past Aunt Sue's house, or you're going over to Aunt Sue, who rarely gets visitors, and you bring your kids by. Like, I remember when I was a kid, Aunt Sue used to bake cookies. Now we're bringing her cookies. Why? Because it's important to check on your loved ones. It's important to, you know, teach this to another generation. It's important to, you know, make the cookie making something fun, not just something you picked up at the local grocery store. The little simple activities such as baking cookies creates what? Memories. It's also teaching your children important skills. It's also allowing you to just be a person. We all wear 700 hats on a regular basis. We're this, we're that, we're this, we're that, we're this, we're that. Sun up to sundown, and sometimes even overnight, we're doing all these other things. But at some point, we've got to say, you know what? From 3 to 5, I'm just going to be here in this moment. And whatever happens, happens. So whatever we do, we do. If it's cookout on the grill, if it's go take family walks, if it's let's go to the amusement park, let's go to the children's museum, let's sit at the library, let's read stories together, let's make up our own club and just do those things. And yes, it seems silly at first. And yes, it may seem difficult or awkward and weird, but as you do it more and more and more, with it, like anything else, it becomes habit. And once the habit is set, it becomes a family routine. And once it's a family routine, people start to look forward to that because kids and families like consistency. Oh, my gosh, I can depend on you to be here. Okay, I know that regardless of all the work pressures and deadlines and everything, I know that Sunday evenings we're going to be doing this, and if I can just make it to Sunday, I know I can get quiet, I can get peace, I can get, you know, whatever. Or it doesn't even have to be something quiet. It can be something outrageously fun. You can have like a bubble blowing competition. I don't know. Who makes the biggest bubbles? Who, and they last. You can make homemade bubbles. Again, it's not about what you do and how much money. It's about being there in that moment, creating those memories. Not on your phone, taking pictures, 700 pictures of every single thing. Oh, my gosh, look at my child blow her first bubble. Look at the bubble. Oh, the bubble pop. Okay, great. But are you enjoying the moment? Or are you just looking to make posts? Are you creating the memory for memory's sake? Because you look back over your life, and you have those come-to-self moments, and you're really looking. Was it really important that you spend all that money on frivolous stuff that doesn't last, or is it important that you left a lasting impression? You've left a legacy. You're doing things that are, you're passing on family traditions and family stories and family history, and you're not making it some boring routine that no one cares about, but they will grow to care about things that you care about. Are you incorporating it in everyday conversation or weekly activities? So when you're doing these things, it's family fun. You know, it doesn't have to be so structured. Relax and enjoy the moment. So if family vacation is to go off and to go to a resort or whatever, enjoy the moment. Leave room for fun. So many of us want to structure everything. Our lives are already structured as much as can be like humanly possible. You've got dance rehearsal. You've got this rehearsal. You've got this practice to get to. You've got your job. He's got his job. She's got her job. And then you have chores and your responsibilities. Sometimes you just have to stop, let your hair down, and let what will be, because you are teaching yourself. yourself first, how to respond differently, how to interact and actually have fun. Oh my gosh, you're balancing your life, but you're also teaching others how to interact in respectful manners, how to be playful, how everything is not a competition, how you don't have to outshine your siblings or your aunts or your cousins in order for you to be important in the family or be important in life in general. You're teaching people how they matter to you because you're investing into them. You are taking your time with them. I heard a story recently about, okay, so this is like the third story I heard like this, but even yesterday, story about a suicidal teen, and the note that was left behind basically said that, you know, I just wanted your time. All the stuff you bought me, fine and great. I give that away on a regular basis, and you don't even notice that. I understand that you thought you were building a future for me by working 2 and 3 and 4 jobs, but I just wanted your time. And now I can't have it. It's not going to happen, and so this is the only way I see to get your attention. And the teen killed himself. And so an outsider looking at it is like, what? For what? Dude, you had everything. You had the parents making all that money. You were going on these trips. You were getting the stuff that your neighbors, that your friends all wanted, and you didn't want any of that. You just wanted time. And for some people, it seems petty. But as a child, above and beyond anything else, to get your parents' attention, especially in an isolated situation, oh my gosh, that's the stuff that means the world to kids. That's the stuff that relationships and families and trust are really built upon. Society has a whole lot of stuff twisted. At some point in time, you've got to decide, what do I want for myself? Yes. Do I want for my family? And so when you're dating and interacting with others, when you start to mate with people who don't have similar paths in mind, you're creating additional havoc. And why would you do that? You can't change other people. Stop. You can't change their mindset. You can't change their perspective. You can influence them. You can encourage them. But eventually you're going to realize it's an uphill battle. And that's why a lot of marriages don't work and don't last, because we didn't pay attention to the cues during the dating cycle. And so now we've created these kids with these people, and we're off balance as an individual. Now we're in an off-balance relationship, and what do? We reproduce little off-balance offspring. And then we expect everything to work. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work well like that. And so we have all these marriages, over 50% ending in divorce, because we didn't take time in the initial stages to pay attention to the cues that other people were given. I was looking for a life mate. I was looking for a partner. I was looking, oh, my gosh, at his body, her body, his shape, her shape, yada, yada. Okay. All that stuff is going to fade. At the end and the beginning of the day, what is the core message this person is sending you? They don't like what you like. They don't believe what you believe. They don't have the same values you have. Get beyond their body and get with someone who is on a similar path. Then you can create stronger family ties and bonds and future generations that are not so imbalanced and unstable. Now we have 2 and 3 and 4 parent homes. How do you know 4 parent homes? Very easily. Because now you've added the additional step parents, and now everyone's on their third or fourth marriage and things like that. When you do all of this, you have to understand there are consequences and repercussions. And with the consequences and repercussions, it affects other people. So, of course, we're going to get back to the family fun, but I had to throw that in there. When you're in these single relationships, when you're in these situations, when you have the opportunity to make these conscious decisions, you need to make them not just with your heart and emotion, but you need to make it with some sense of logic about the situation. Your logic, you know how you think, not just how you feel. Your logic can help guide you and keep you from potentially overly stressful situations. Now, back to the family fun, because I don't want to digress too much. But back to the family fun. Get out and do something this weekend that encourages and pushes and motivates you beyond your limits. It may be parasailing or hang gliding, or it may just be making snow cones in your kitchen. Whatever the extreme that you want to go to, just do it. There is no time like the present to be a great person. There is no time like the present to not respond to the negativity, but to bring positivity to the cookout. It's no time like the present to start a new tradition. Last year, or the year before last, we decided 4th of July we were going to do something different. Yeah, we can do the cookout thing. Yeah, we can do the family thing. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do karaoke on the front lawn of our house. Yeah, it seemed kind of silly, but you know what? We were bored with the regular stuff, and we were trying to do something different, and so we did. So, of course, you get, like, the radio set up, and we're singing to the top of our lungs. And at first, our daughter's looking at us like, we're crazy. And then she was just like, yeah, y'all really are crazy. But, you know, it's okay. It's fine. Because the next couple of months, she was like, remember when y'all did the karaoke thing? Remember when y'all were singing? See, that's a memory. And I don't care. I will dare to be different. I will dare to be crazy as long as it keeps, you know, happiness and peace and balance, and it brings joy to myself and my family. Okay, so guess what I'm going to be doing this weekend? That's right, karaoke with the kids, singing competitions with the kids. And this year I plan on doing a little more, you know, dressing it up, staging it out, bow, making it happen. Why? Because they're important. Their stress level is way off the roof. Why? Because they're kids, and they're kids in 2015, and there's so many other pressures in the world. Why not put down the phone for a couple hours and just embrace the moment for what it is? They're never going to be this age again. I'm never going to be this age again, and we need to enjoy the moments that we have together, because at the end and the beginning of the day, it's all going to work out. Whatever's going to be will be. Whatever I'm working towards personally, I'm working towards personally. Whatever business stuff I'm working towards, it's great. I don't want to include them in too many stresses at this young age in their life. What I want to include them in is the fun stuff. Remember when we did? Yes, I love to hear that. Yeah, and then sometimes it comes back and it backfires, and then the kids want to use that against you, and that's fine. Mom, you were so silly. Yep, sure was. But what you're not saying, what my kids are not saying, based upon the lifestyle choices that I'm making, is, man, remember when you got so drunk? What? No, I don't want you to remember that. So I don't do that. And if I did that, I wouldn't do it around you, so you could have that memory. Oh my gosh, remember when the cops came and you got locked up? No, that never happened. What are you talking about? My kids will not have that memory. Why? Because I'm living the lifestyle in and around them that says, you know what? You're worth more to me. My future's worth more to me. Let me show you another side of things. I know what the TV is showing you. I'm well aware what the internet is showing you. I'm overly aware of what Instagram and YouTube and all these other outside influences are showing you. Now, won't you look at what we're showing you? And when you start at a very young and early age and you show them and expose them and hold them accountable and do those things that are needful and necessary to make sure your kids are balanced, as they get older, they may not like it. They may still suck their teeth and stomp and all that stuff. But as they get older and they're around their friends, they'll come back to you and they'll be like, wow, Mom. Wow, Dad. Wow, Auntie. My friend is going through X, Y, and Z, yada, yada, yada. And then you ask them, like, okay, so what do you think about that? You allow them to conversate with you, and you make it a teachable moment. Your friend is going through, what have you said to them? How did you support them in that? Wow, oh, that's kind of hard, isn't it? How are you? Are you okay with that? Oh, do you need any support in this situation? Because, you know, you supporting your friend could be stressful for you. Okay. And then you make plans and you move forward. And then as you develop and define your own family and what that is and what that means, you can incorporate their friends in some activities. But sometimes you just need some family structure and family time where it's just your core and you're doing something fun. So whatever the activity is, even if you have to go on Pinterest and find it, or if you have to Google search it, go for it. If you're doing a tie-dye shirt competition, go for it. The point is to interact with the people you love, who love you, in such a way that it's not stressful, it's not competitive, but you're expressing your love and you're caring for the individual. It may be a cooking baking competition. Let's find out who has the best cookies. Is it Betty Crocker? Is it Duncan Hines? Is it from scratch? Is it Great Aunt Betty's recipe? Whatever it is, you have to decide for yourself what that's going to be, and you can do it on a minimum budget. Ooh, who can take the best pictures of sunsets on their phone? Yeah, it sounds silly, but there are places who will pay you for those pictures. And it's just what you're instilling in them and in yourself. if we had more opportunities just to take our hair down, to relax, it would so help us be better at whatever else we're striving to do. If it's family massages, do that. We all could use a couple good massages, deep tissue, just get in there to help get the stresses of life out. But through all that, through stuff that even seems trivial, stuff that seems boring, but stuff that you're consistent on, the family will start to look forward to those things because they just want you. They don't want your checkbook. They don't want the big or little car you drive. They don't want a whole bunch of other things that society may have said is needed to raise children properly. They want you. So if this is usually your weekend to get drunk and drive and do all that other stuff, in addition to the regular festivities, let this be the weekend you choose to do something different. Fully there in the moment, not inebriated or intoxicated or high. Be in the moment with the people who matter to you and the people that you matter to. Because all that other stuff doesn't matter. It's not lasting, and it doesn't help anyone. You driving under the influence puts you at risk, and if you have passengers in the car, you're putting them at risk. The lives of the other drivers on the road are at risk. And I know this sounds like a against drunk driving commercial. Okay, so maybe it is. Because I've lost people to trivial things, and that pain cannot be, you know, fully explained, and it can't really be appreciated until you've been there. So if you have a norm and it doesn't involve sobriety, it's okay to change that norm this weekend. It's okay to be different for not just the sake of being different, but for the greater purpose to create the happy memories, to have some family fun soberly. What does that really mean to be sober around your family? What does that look like? Oh, Dad always drinks when he comes home from work. What does that look like not to go to that outside source to get your happiness or contentment or stress release, but to go inside and do like the Nerf or the volleyball or the baseball? What does that mean to be a child's life? What does that mean to be involved and to be social and to be there? You never know how your family conversation can change an entire situation that your child, your husband, your spouse was going through. Being there and alert and aware of everything around you, including your family, lets them know that they're important to you, more so than whatever dependency that you've developed. Being available and reaching out to people you haven't talked to in weeks and months, that is great. That is something that's so, like when I just look at the stuff that's missing now compared to what I had growing up, it saddens me. But it saddens me on a whole nother level because our children may never know some of the stuff that we had. And we had, like, in retrospect, going through it, no, it didn't seem like it was everything, but we had some great stuff. I find it so funny that no matter where, I'll get back to the grass is green, no matter where you are in life, someone else's situation always seems better until you get on the inside of it. I find it so funny. Like, even growing up, my best friend, oh, my gosh, girl's awesome. My best friend growing up, it was her brother, her mom, and her dad in the house. And so her dad was the manager of some apartments. And so every weekend, it's like, I'm doing all this for the apartments, but Saturday evening, this is family time. And occasionally, at least once, twice a month, he'd be like, come on over. You can come and join our family time. It's great because I grew up as the only child. And to be a part of something like that, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is great. I'm going over to Heather's house. We're going to do such and such and such and such. Sometimes we just did nothing, but sometimes we did. And it was great to do something different and experience that with her. And then at the same time, my grandma was like, oh, yeah, make sure you invite Heather over. She can definitely come over. And so when she gets to my house, like, this is great. You don't have to share. You don't have to, listen to all these rules, da da da. She's like, this is great. I'm like, what do you mean this is great? This is so boring. Oh, my God. She's like, but all these toys are yours, and you get your grandma's full undivided attention, and you get this. I'm like, yeah, but look at all the stuff you get. And so we're having these conversations of how, no, your life is better. No, your life is better. No, your life is better. And it's just funny because we continue this on, like, into our 20s and our 30s, And we're still looking at other people like, oh, my gosh, your life is so much better, not knowing that behind closed doors there are some real serious issues going on. And just because the grass is green, we're not sure what people use to really fertilize their grass. So stop looking at what your neighbors are doing for this holiday weekend, but decide to make your own memories. So when we're talking about family fun and family activities, let your hair down. De-stress this weekend. Leave work where work is. Let home be where home is. And as you're spending time with kids and extended family, that's all fine and good. But if you're married, create something special with your mate. I'm not just talking about intimate stuff. I'm talking about creating memories and moments with your mate. Look into their eyes. Date them again. Remember why you're married. Remember why you're in this situation. Because tomorrow is not promised. There is no guarantee that tomorrow you'll wake up and that person that you said for life with will still be here. And so, yeah, I know it's been very serious and very heavy this week with our topics, but these are all important things to remember. There is shortness to our life, and we get so caught up in this and that and this and that and money and grinding and all that other stuff that we're missing moments. We're missing memory-making opportunities. We're still hung up on the past, and so-and-so did such and such, and blaming and yada, 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 yada. But at the end and the beginning of the day, all that stuff really does not matter. None of that stuff goes on your obituary. None of that fits on your tombstone. No one's going to remember, my gosh, she spent $50,000 on vacations just for her family. And then she didn't even spend any time with us. She was in her phone. None of that matters when you're on life support. None of that matters when we're in the ER making life-altering decisions. And the doctor's like, I need you to sign this release. Is she an organ donor? Does she have a last will and testament? And you can't respond because of the medical condition you're in. All that matters at that moment in time is the love that you have with that person. And when you're saying your final goodbyes to someone, you're not thinking, like, oh my, you're thinking, oh my God, this is the end. I'm not going to see this person again. This is like the worst moment of my life ever. You're not thinking of all the bads, and you're not thinking of all the, you're trying to cling to memories and gain some sort of sanity. And you want people to have those lasting and those good memories because you've done something with your life that was worth doing. You didn't just exist, but you lived life, and you gave to others, and you gave out of yourself, and you came together, and you brought people together. Those are the lasting footprints that you want to have. Now, oh, Uncle Bill was a drunk. I don't know what we're going to say at the funeral. What? One of the saddest and, you know, most touching moments of my life. We had a 98-year-old church member who died, 98, and there was no one at his funeral that could say a lot about him because he was alone, he was isolated, he was military, and no one knew him because he did not come out, and people did not go over, and people weren't extending olive branches to get to know him. So there was no one there to say, wow, this is the footprint that he left. This is the legacy I'm going to continue. And so they're lowering the coffin in the grave, and there's like six people there. 98 years you're living, six people at your funeral. It makes you wonder, who stopped by? Who saw him? Who cared? Why was his life not important to other people? So, again, as we're planning all this other stuff and we're doing that and we're moving forward this holiday weekend, just remember that somebody out there could really benefit from your presence this weekend. As you're planning your family activities and letting your hair down, just remember that there's someone else, even in your neighborhood, on your street, in your block, that wants to see you, that would benefit from your life. So that's how we're going to end today's show, with the charge to do something different, to have family fun, to create memories, put down the phone, and be the person that makes all the difference in the world to someone else, because you have that power within you as long as you have life in your body. All right, y'all, have another great, fantastic, wonderful weekend. It's been a pleasure talking to you and focusing on the family. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forevermore. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.